Ned Walker, professor in the Department of Entomology at Michigan State University. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening.
Now, when you and I talked earlier, you said that this might be a good time to call you. You'd be outside grilling. My question to you is, are the mosquitoes eating you up?
Not quite yet. The sun is still a little bit high, but I think a little later they'll be coming out.
Well, they certainly will. Tell me what is right. I love being outside so much. I've tried to be out on the deck in the evenings after I get home from the show here. And boy, they've been chasing me away, these mosquitoes, lately. What is so perfect about the perfect storm of conditions for the crop this year?
Well, perfect storm is right. We've had a confluence of three different groups of mosquitoes that are out all at the same time right now. Our spring mosquitoes, which are formed by the spring snow melting process that floods woodlands. And then we had, as you mentioned, really excessive rainfall in March, April, and May, about twice as much as average. And then the third thing we've had is the appearance of a floodplain mosquito, which we only see when we have really high spring rains. So all three of those things together have come to produce a huge crop of mosquitoes.
So it's not our imagination. They really are as bad as we think they are right now.
They really are, yeah. The mosquitoes are 2 to 3 times what we see this time of year.
Oh, so it's even more so than normal.
Right. We're way above normal for our mosquito populations for early June.
Now, do the temperatures have an effect on the mosquitoes? You talked about the sun being out, but do the temperatures in general, do they like it warm and muggy?
They do. The warmer it is, the more active they'll be. When it's muggy, they do well. They're small creatures, and so they like humidity. You know, when it's dry, they don't do as well. And then as the evening hours set in and the sun starts to set, to decline, and the dusk period comes on, the mosquitoes really come out. Somehow that's a trigger of their activity, and that's when their biting increases tremendously.
You study these creatures. What is it that we can do to help keep them away from us?
Well, you know, as you were saying at the beginning of our conversation, when the summer comes around, we like to enjoy it, and here come the mosquitoes, which sometimes makes summer less enjoyable for us Michiganders. And so we need to think about what we can do about it. And certainly one thing is use of repellents, and there are lots of good repellents available over the counter for people to choose. Parents should be careful about what they choose for their children, and it's advisable for parents to put the repellent on the children rather than let children do it themselves. This is a big time of year for backyard events like graduation parties, maybe even some wedding events and things like that. And if people are serious about trying to knock mosquitoes down, they can call a pest control operator. We have many good qualified companies and people in the area who can come out and look at the property and do a good job on a temporary basis to reduce the mosquito nuisance.
And what about, I was just going to talk about fogging the yard and so forth. So there are safe ways to do that for everybody so that we can enjoy the yard and not hurt other things.
I think so. The current chemicals that are available for use and are registered for use for, near premises mosquito control, as you've just mentioned, are the same class of chemicals that are used to put directly on your pets to control fleas or directly on your child to control head lice. So these are in the toxicological category that's acceptable for use in this way. Of course, the homeowner can purchase materials and make the application themselves, and you can buy certain things over the counter from various outlets around town. Or you can, as I mentioned, contract with a pest control operator who might charge a bit more than you could do yourself, but on the other hand, they may be able to do a better job as their understanding of what needs to be done is also better than the homeowner, too.
When you talked about the three groups that were happening, the spring mosquitoes, the rain brought out another group, and then the floodplain mosquitoes, standing water in the area, some of it we may not be able to do anything about in a yard or anything, but, you know, with things like maybe a wading pool or something turned that fills with water, empty those things out from time to time. Is that helpful to try to keep any standing water that you can remove?
You know, it can help, but it's not really right now. For the mosquitoes that are around biting right now, those are not the ones coming from these sorts of backyard sources. They're more from our flooded woodlands, roadside ditches, flooded low-lying meadows, grassy meadows, and those kinds of things. Later on in the year, we have another group of mosquitoes that actually carry West Nile virus that appear more in July, August, and September, and those are produced from, like, neglected swimming pools or places like that, and it is a good idea to empty those and keep them clean, and not if you have a built-in swimming pool, to keep it active and not neglect it, because they can produce huge numbers of mosquitoes.
Well, and that's where I was heading next. Other than being a nuisance, what about health concerns? And apparently the mosquitoes carrying West Nile aren't quite here yet. We have that to look forward to.
We do. We have mosquito-borne diseases in Michigan. They're not very frequent, but they do occur here. For example, in Michigan last year, in 2010, we had 29 cases of West Nile encephalitis in people and 3 deaths. And we also had Eastern equine encephalitis and 3 human cases and about 150 horse cases. So we do have these things in Michigan, and even though they're rare, they're not to be trifled with because they can cause severe disease. They both tend to occur later in the summer. The mosquitoes that are out right now are mainly a nuisance group of mosquitoes, except that they are very good carriers of the parasite that causes dog heartworm, which doesn't infect people, but of course does infect dogs. So people who have dogs will want to be sure to make a visit to their vet, get their dog checked, and then put the dog on preventative medicine for the year, because that's important. In Michigan, we have that disease too.
So of course, when we talk about them, when I was speaking about them being annoying, there are real health risks that would necessitate making sure that you have on some kind of bug repellent and so forth.
I think so, for the reasons we mentioned. Mm-hmm. Really, a third reason that's important, and people who have children will know this, when kids are bitten by mosquitoes, they oftentimes show an inflammation reaction which is much greater than an adult. And then they'll scratch those sites, sometimes get an infection at the bite site where they've been scratching. And it really creates, at the very least, a lot of discomfort for children. So there's another reason to think seriously about mosquito reduction, I think.
Are the kinds of mosquitoes getting you know, like, more aggressive at all? Is that a silly question?
No, it's not. We have our mosquitoes typically are fairly aggressive biters. The ones that are out right now, which are native mosquitoes, they occur in Michigan and been here for thousands of years, will actively seek out a person or an animal to bite. You know, deer probably suffer greatly outside right now, and other wild animals. And then we do have some introduced species. We have a species of mosquito that has invaded from Asia and is swept in and established within the past few years, and it's a backyard mosquito. And it's a fairly aggressive biter, and that's another one to deal with. And that is one that is associated with things like, oh, dog dishes and flower pots that have the part underneath that accumulates water when you overwater it, and buckets and tires that are put in the backyard, and old tires that get water in them. This invasive mosquito from Asia will get into those situations and can become a backyard pest. So, and that's a fairly aggressive biter too.
Well, I guess our best advice from this evening from our conversation is to make sure you have a repellent and keep your eye out and beware of them. I learned an awful lot from you this evening. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.